It really boiled down to about the same thing. Maybe they got a little over hay, but most of it was what they call old way on hays. And they just lived on the place. They furnished them a place to live. They really furnished them food because they didn't have any money to buy anywhere.
They used the money. They furnished them the
furnished
money.
So much money every month.
And then they take out.
Right, that's right. $8 or $10 a month, all they had to live on. But it they didn't need much at that time. Uh-huh. But they'd always, and then in the year they'd say, well, I cleared $300, $400, $500, $600. In other words, and you took out what they lived on and what they had gotten. Then they come in and have that left, and then with that money, they did what they wanted to. They did what they wanted.
$300 or $400 a year?
That would be net profit. Now, remember this, they've been borrowing money all during the year for things. No one had any money, but it was really good when someone would clear as much as $1,000 a year. That was very, very, very good. You see, you got to remember back some of that time, because cotton was only 5 cents a pound, and a 500 weight bale of cotton would only bring $25, where a 500 weight bale of cotton now would bring $400, say at 80 cents a pound. And then you got to remember back then, peanuts were bringing $57 a ton. That's what we grow in this area. And now they're talking about $450. Though $1,000 in, you got to remember, would probably be the equivalent to at least $6,000 or $7,000 now.
What years were those things? $57 a peanut?
We're talking about in the Depression. We're talking about 33, 34, 35, 36, right about when Hoover was going out and Roosevelt was coming in, right about that time.
Well,
and it gradually went on up, you know.
Would all the land have fence around it?
Some did.
Fence?
You had a galvanized fence, a web fencing, and where you had cows, you had barbed wire fencing. We had
picket fences just for houses.
Picket fences was for houses. There was a lot of picket fences around, right? But it was mostly around the houses, and some of them that were in the chicken business. We'll say you had picket fences around chicken yards, you know, because that wasn't very, very much, you know, yard, right?
If you were outfield and you were calling the pigs or telling them to get away, what are some calls you'd have for the cattle and stuff?
Oh, wouldn't you, for the cattle, I'll tell you about that first, and that's what you always did, because you'd have cows and they'd be, you didn't have pastures really like you have today. They just had to kind of get out and hustle for themselves to get something up. But you'd start calling in, you'd go out and say, "Coy, coy, coy, coy." And that was for that. Now, if you were calling the pigs in, you'd say, "Pig, pig, whoopee, pig, pig, come on, come on, pig, pig, pig." And then if you had a hog, your pigs or your hog, and you get in there and they're getting in the way, and a hog is a hog and just make a mess of everything, and one the first one there, and I think that's where they get the name. They eat so much until they nearly explode, and you want them to get out of the way, you have to get there and say, "Shoot it, shoot it, shoot it, shoot it, hog, shoot it." So that's how you did with hogs, but cows are not nearly as hard to do anything with as hogs. Hogs are the worst things at all there.
Why?
Well, they're just rooting, messing up all the time. You can put them in the prettiest place at all.
Rooting
means they take the nose and get in the ground and just root the ground up. They'll go down 6 or 8 inches deep. Some of them, they travel like that in Florida, got what they call the piney wood rooters. And where they get that from, if they got an old snout, it must be 6 or 8 inches long. And a good hog would go down about 2 inches. But and what they were doing down in Florida, in the panhandle, they'd get in those swamps and rooting up those earthworms, eating them, and they'd eat nuts and the earthworms and so forth, and they were piney wood rooters, and that's where they got it named.